Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Okay, get this. The Chicago Auto Show starts tomorrow. Yes, it's July. Seems kind of weird for that to happen, but it is happening, and it all begins tomorrow. Lots of new things happening as well over there, because since it's July, some of the stuff can go outdoors. There's a lot of interactive stuff going on, so let's talk with Jim O'Brill. He's the director of marketing for Chicago's Auto Show. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm all right. This is pretty exciting. This is the big day tomorrow when you start opening things up. Tell us what to expect if people want to head over there.
Yes, it is very exciting. We are so grateful to be back here in Chicago and helping open the city with our show this year. July is certainly a different time frame for us. You know, we're so used to worrying about snow and cold weather. Now we've got heat to deal with, which is great. It's a great problem, and it's allowed us to expand the show outside this year, which is something we don't typically do in February. And we've got a lot of outdoor test drives you can do. You can hop in a number of manufacturer vehicles right along Indiana Avenue, take those for a spin around the city during the day. Ford has a huge display outside with their new Bronco that's been much anticipated. And they've built a great setup outside, so you can hop in the Bronco and go on the track and see how that does going up and down hills and through some water and all sorts of things.
It's so cool. I always love the interactive stuff that happens over there, the interactive experiences, and they seem super popular. The one thing I know people will be looking at this year is the F-150 Lightning. Is it all electric truck? Or describe that one for me, because it's getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, that's Ford's first ever all-electric full-size pickup truck. And so, as you mentioned, it's the F-150, and it's being called the Lightning. It's a hugely popular thing. We're seeing so many EVs, you know, come to market. We're going to see a huge burst in those types of vehicles in the next year or so. And Ford introduced the Mustang Mach-E last year that we saw at the show in 2020, and that's out here that you can drive this year. But the Lightning will also be on display in Ford's built-to-electrify display outside. And really, it does everything that an F-150 truck can do, but it's all electric. Mm-hmm. And one of the cool things that you kind of have to see to really understand is the frunk that is in the front of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And what a frunk is, if you're not familiar with that term.
No, I'm not.
It's basically a front trunk. You know, so you open the hood of where the engine should be, and that's your trunk to the car. And we don't typically see a trunk in a truck, period. But to open where the hood should be and expect to see an engine and see an extra storage compartment is just kind of wild. And to look at pictures is one thing, but to be able to see it here in person at the auto show will really kind of blow your mind there.
A frunk, how about that? That's a new word and a new experience. So that's something to check out. What else do you think is going to get a lot of attention out there? What do you think, Jim?
So one of the things that we're able to do with the show this year is bring a street fest. The Chicago Auto Show. You know, that's been a very exciting thing for us to build. And so the first four nights of the show at around 6 o'clock, we'll be shutting down the street from the ride and drives and test drives. All those manufacturers will be setting up their vehicles on display along Indiana Avenue. So it'll be mini displays from the manufacturers. And then we're going to bring in some food trucks. Goose Island has their train car that they've had at our show before, and they're going to be serving drinks and beverages from the train car.
Ooh.
We've tapped into a lot of local Chicago artists, and so we're going to have two different performance corners where we'll have live music and entertainment buzzing, and all of this is included with your Chicago Auto Show ticket. So when you buy your ticket, you'll get a wristband, and that wristband will get you access to the Street Fest at night, and you can not only see the show inside, but come outside, see some of the cars on display. Manufacturers are going to have some extra things going on outside, as well as and enjoy some great food from the food trucks. And who doesn't love that in Chicago, especially in the summer? That's what summer in Chicago is all about, right?
It totally is. And that's fun to kind of have that sort of indoor-outdoor experience as well. And why not do it? Because it is July. How much would you say, in general, is outdoors? How much is indoors? What percentage?
So, we still got probably 80% of the show is still inside. And we want to remind people, there is still a very traditional Chicago Auto Show going on inside, but we have expanded to take over Indiana Avenue. And, you know, that's a good 20% of the show as well. So from 23rd Street all the way down to 24th Place is the outside elements of the show. And so depending on the time of day you come, you'll either get to experience, you know, the test drives during the day, or if you come during the evening, you got this street fest element, which is a whole other experience. And if you were me, I'd come, you know, around 4 o'clock and get a little bit of the best of both worlds.
It sounds good. Hey, can you test drive the F-150 Lightning electric truck? Asking for a friend. I'd like to check that out.
Unfortunately, it's not available to drive, but you can see it up front among the rest of the Ford's lineup. You can drive the Mustang Mach-E, and there's a really cool launch feature, or not feature, but when you hit the gas in that car, because it's an electric, it just goes.
Huh.
And so you can experience that here on Indiana Avenue when you get in the Mach-E before you take it out on the city street. So you do kind of get that electric experience. And Ford really has come big to our show this year. The Ford F-150 also comes as a hybrid vehicle, and that is, I believe, in their ride and drive test drive experience. And it comes with a built-in generator, so Ford's actually powering some of our musicians at the show using a Ford F-150. So these cars are getting very smart these days.
Lots of fun stuff to check out. Always is. And this year it's going to just feel like a different experience with a lot more interactive stuff going on, it sounds like, Jim. Hey, people want to get tickets. Where do you send them?
Visit ChicagoAutoShow.com to buy your tickets. Tickets are only available online. There's no box office here this year. So you can buy the tickets online, save your ticket to the phone, or print it out at home. When you come to the show, just check in and you'll get a wristband, and that'll give you access to both the inside traditional show floor and Camp Jeep and all the other fun things going on inside, as well as access to everything going on outside on Indiana.
Lots to check out. Jim, thanks for the time today. We'll see you out there.
Of course. Thanks for the time.
Jim O'Brell there. He's the director of marketing for the Chicago Auto Show. It starts tomorrow. All the fun out there.